Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Neuroviruses are sometimes called food poisoning because they are transmitted through food that's been contaminated with the virus. They are not always a result of food contamination. Neuroviruses are difficult to wipe out because they can withstand hot and cold temperatures as well as most disinfectants. Infected food workers are frequently the source of outbreaks, often by touching ready-to-eat food, such as raw fruits and vegetables, with their bare hands before serving them. However, any food served raw or handled after being cooked can become contaminated with the norovirus. Norovirus can spread through recreational or drinking water, such as when a septic tank leaks into a well or when a swimming pool does not have enough chlorine. You can also get infected if you touch an object or surface that has been infected with the norovirus, and then you touch your nose, mouth, or eyes. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.